Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Bujeya, certified positive discipline parent educator, parental coach, and down and dirty in this journey with my own two preteens and young child. If you are looking to grow as a parent, if you want to transform your relationship with your children, this is the place to go. Each week, I bring you a solo show, and I am honored to share with you my passion and have you listen in. If you do not want to miss what is happening for your parents, please join my mailing list on www.parentalthrivingmalta.com. I love hearing from my listeners, so feel free to drop me a line on melissa@parentalthrivingmalta.com. And it would be great if you were to share these episodes with your friends and have them listen in as well. Welcome, and today we are talking about rewards, and basically it is important to understand where we should look at them differently. Many of us think that rewards should be part and parcel of our parenting journey, and the reality is we should reconsider them to not have them much in our parental journey. Just like in my last episode, I said that praise should be something not of every day. It should be the same with rewards. And I'm giving you three reasons why. The first reason is that basically when we are rewarding children to do something, to be good, in the beginning, they would be interested and they will do well with it. But at some point, as, let's say you are giving them stickers for every time they clean up the room, after a while that enthusiasm will wear off and they will kind of become satiated of it. And it won't work anymore. It's similar to us having a nice hot bath, and after a while we start feeling the water cool even if it's not, and so we top it up with more hot water, and we keep on doing that. Well, it's the same with rewards. After a while, that reward will not cut it, and you need to up the stakes if you want to keep up with the rewards. The other reason is that while, yes, rewards do work in the instant, well, in the long run, what happens is that children will not do anything out of their own free will, out of their own, out of pride, out of wanting to do that something. They are simply doing it because the end result is the reward. And so basically they will also become addicted to it. And here we have also the third one, therefore. So again, when we are looking at it, therefore, if we look at the second part of why we should reconsider rewards, it is that basically the children will do things because they are prompted to do them and not because they feel they want to do them. So a child who is offered a reward, if they do well in their exams, they will possibly study if the reward is good enough for them and get good results, not because they wish to do good in the exams, but because the end result would be a reward. And that can have a lot of repercussions. For example, I really don't like it when parents do rewards for potty training, for eating, or for sleeping. Because I feel these are especially natural things, which by time all children will learn. But when we are prompting them with rewards, it's okay again to do a few rewards here and there to kind of encourage them. But when we are doing a reward for every pee they do in the potty, again, the children are doing it not because they feel feel pride that, look, I'm grown up and now I can use the potty, but they are literally doing it because the parents are asking them and telling them, look, I'm giving you a sweet, a sticker, something, if you do that. And we can see that also in our world as grown-ups in the workforce, where a lot of people actually don't work out of passion. The work they do is just work, and the end reward is the paycheck. And when that happens, when we have these people who are not doing their work out of passion, the work is done not so well. They might do it well, but they are not giving it 100%, 150%, because there isn't much joy in doing that work. And the last reason, as I said, is that they will become addicted to it. So you will find a lot of people who will end up literally, they do nothing, literally nothing, unless there is a reward at the end of it. So you can find children who, unless, I don't know, they are getting money, they will not do chores at home. If they are not getting a reward for cleaning their room, for putting their toys away, for even as simple as washing their teeth, they will not do it. And that is an addiction, that basically I do it only because I'm getting something out of it. And again, we see a lot of people out there as adults who do the same thing, that they are not doing anything because they feel compelled to do it, because they love, for example, to help others, or because they enjoy the work they are doing, or out of kindness, whatever the reason. Unless you are going to give me something back, I am not going to do whatever you asked me. And we do not wish to have adults like that. We'd like adults and the new generation of adults to be compassionate and to be driven, to have that drive, that passion, that force to do things well, because there is pride at the end of the day in what you are doing. There should be pride. And so, yes, we need therefore to reconsider rewards for these simple three reasons. There are more reasons, really, if you want to get into that. But I think these are the three biggest reasons why it is enough to reconsider rewards. And as I said in the beginning of this podcast, just think about it and look at it as praise from my previous episode. And rewards should be given not as a daily basis, not on a daily basis, not on a regular basis, but one-offs. And you'll see the children will appreciate them more. And I can see that once, the first time my oldest did exams, he did well, so we gave him a reward. We took him to a toy shop at that time and left him to choose a toy, whichever he wanted. And he still remembers that, and he still loves that, and he still tells me, you know, I hope one day you do it again. And probably it's time that we do it again, because it's been now over 3 years that's happened. So there isn't that expectation that is going to happen every time, but there is a fondness in the memory that they know that they did it, they managed it out of their own passion to do the work well, because they wanted to do well, and they felt appreciated. So the reward became a gest of appreciation, and that is something very nice to see and to witness, rather than actually becoming a bribe, because sometimes rewards become bribes. I'm one of them who actually fall into this trap, you know, and then, especially with my youngest, where I would say, for example, we are going somewhere, and I tell him, come on, let's go, it's time to leave. And he's kind of refusing, and then suddenly he kind of comes up with this idea that, and will I get whatever if I come with you? And I would go to, yes, if you actually come and you come quickly and without any hassles. And that's a bribe. And it's how children learn how to bribe us adults and other people, really. So they wouldn't even know how to bribe unless we show them how. And yes, it does happen. It does happen. So don't beat yourself up if you do it. But being aware of it, you will also be able to not do it as often. I look forward to hear from you and let me know what you think about all this. And I also look forward to listen in on me again in my next show. So thank you for listening in and have a good day. Bye-bye.